Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Jordan Hill Lewis, politician and the DA's Shadow Minister of Finance. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this public holiday. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. I woke up with a bit of a shock this morning because I thought it was Easter Monday. Turns out that it's Family Day, and I missed that memo back in 1995.
Used to change some time ago, Howard.
I know. I'm not as woke as, nearly as woke as I think I am, but nevertheless. All right, let's just talk about these grants because it's obviously... It's so layered, isn't it, in South Africa? Because it's all about political clout. It's all about failed economies. It's all about fear. It's all about, keeping people perhaps dependent on you. Give us your view on the social grant situation here in South Africa.
Look, there's basically four main kinds of social grants in South Africa. There's the pension for people who are older than 63. There's the disability grant for people who live with a, medically certified disability. There's the child support grant for kids under the age of 18. And then there's a foster care grant for parents who look after children in foster care situation.
Right.
It's not actually the situation in South Africa that you have in many first world countries where people are sitting at home living off the welfare system because it's this extremely generous system. The grants are very meager in South Africa.
Oh.
You can't really live off them, to be honest. The child support grant is well below the child poverty, food poverty line, so it's not even enough to feed a child, actually. But it is unfortunate in South Africa that people are living off the welfare system. That's actually not true. But it is also true to say that, of course, the system is enormously expensive. We spend about 250 billion rand a year on the system, and there are far too many South Africans on that system. That's not to say that you can kick any off, because as I said, they all receive those grants for very good and valid reasons. But what you've got to do is get more people out of poverty and into work in South Africa, and then over time, you'll have more taxpayers supporting a smaller group of grant recipients. And you can give those grant recipients more meaningful support so that you're not giving 400 rand to a child who actually requires probably somewhere closer to double that just to eat properly in the month.
Mm, mm. But grants have been used in South Africa for political agendas, hasn't it?
Yes, look, we constantly hear this propaganda from the ANC that if you vote for any other party, they will take away your grant.
Mm.
And very, very many, especially the poorest South Africans, fall for that lie. And we just have to keep repeating that the grants are there because of the law and the constitution. People who are living in poverty deserve to have the state at least help where it can. And so there's no situation in which those grants will be taken away by any government, whether that's the DA government or any other government. So, people mustn't fall for that story, but I'm afraid that they do often.
Mm. But how do we get out of the cycle? Is there a way to get out of the cycle?
There is only one way, and that is rapid economic growth. You've got to get more people into jobs, a bigger pool of taxpayers, so that you're not absorbing such an enormous part of your budget on grants. And as I said, the crucial thing is so that over time, those people who really need grants can get more meaningful support and not these token amounts, which, as I say, don't even pay for childhood food. So economic growth, that's the only way. You've got to grow the economy rapidly enough to absorb unemployed people, get people out of the welfare system and into productive work.
Is there a country that you can look at that you would say that they get the balance right? Because it is a very difficult balance.
Well, most of the European and North European countries have extremely generous welfare systems that are basically, even in their context, basically unaffordable and are paid for with too much debt. So I would not point to those. And on the other side of the scale, you've got, the American economy, which is an enormous economy, very healthy economy, but they do not even support most of the population with health insurance. So it's difficult to point to one country that says it's got this balance right. I would say that...
So it's a perpetual challenge, really. Your answer indicates that.
South Africa's model is actually a good model, to be honest. It's just that it is supported by this tiny little group of taxpayers, which is getting smaller by the day.
Right,
of course. That is unsustainable.
Is there recognition that by government that the only way to try and sort this out is for rapid economic growth?
No, this is the central struggle that we fight every day in Parliament, you know, is to get this recognition that no matter how much you talk about growth, we hear growth in so many speeches that the government gives, unless you act to remove obstacles in the economy and sort out policy uncertainty and insecurity and reform the economy and so on, unless you actually are committed to growth, then it just won't happen, and that is lacking.
A very, very serious situation indeed, and one that I don't believe we're going to be solving here in South Africa for some time to come. Jordan Hill Lewis, politician and DA Shadow Minister of Finance, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.